USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A red, white, and blue patriotic celebration in our nation's capital. President Trump addressing the country during the 4th of July event.
In August of 1790, by request of George Washington and Alexander Hamilton, Congress established a fleet of 10 swift vessels to defend our shores. These revenue cutters would fight pirates, stop smugglers, and safeguard our borders.
You could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
That's California Congressman Republican Kevin McCarthy as a strong earthquake hit Southern California, a 6.4 in the town of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. The quake being felt as far away as Las Vegas, McCarthy telling CNN,
I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest, so we've evacuated within there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Washington, D.C., the Secret Service arresting at least two protesters in a scuffle outside the White House. This starts as someone sets an American flag on fire during 4th of July celebrations. At least four people hurt with minor injuries, including two Secret Service agents. On a much lighter note, it's a 4th of July tradition on Coney Island in Brooklyn, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, the broadcast on ESPN2 as Joey Chestnut wins again. The 35-year-old chows down on lots and lots of dogs.
With 71 hot dogs and buns, 12 victories in Coney Island, the champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
Chestnut eating 71 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his previous world record in 2018 of eating 74. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence taking part in a special ceremony on the 4th of July. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Vice President Mike Pence spent some time celebrating the 4th of July with 44 new citizens.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A comedian best known for his work on the show Laugh-In passes away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the latest now from Washington, D.C.
Artie Johnson was best known for the many characters he played on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which ran from 1968 to 1973.
Very interesting.
He often played across from comedian Ruth Buzzy.
We always got along great.
I desire your hand in marriage.
I accept.
You accept.
We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
After Laugh-In, Johnson appeared on numerous game shows and had guest roles on TV shows from Murder, She Wrote to Night Court, and also did many cartoon voices. Artie Johnson died Wednesday. He was 90. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.